Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. The headlines are true. All right, let me wait till you guys even get in here. On the replay, you're going to see this. Those in the live, it's not going to load until a couple seconds, 30 seconds at least. But here we are. We are on day number 90. Let me know when you can hear me, when you can see me. Type something in the chat. Oh, man, what a week, guys. What a week. We just celebrated 1 million subscribers, and now we are doing our last day of our 90-day Bible challenge, which is so crazy. So crazy. So congrats to all of you. We finished it. Well, actually, we haven't finished yet. We haven't finished yet, but we're going to be finishing it today. Actually, soon, because it's only 5 chapters, so it's not going to be long. Today's going to be like 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'll probably hang out with the chat and talk for a while, but the reading is going to be like, I'm thinking like 10 or 15 minutes. Not sure, but these are short chapters. It's only a few chapters left, and here we go. First time cover to cover. Let's go, Thomas. A lot of you is your first time going through the Bible, so very excited about that. We got to do it together. I think we're the only ones right now on YouTube that have the entire Bible read on live stream, which is really cool. It's a cool accomplishment. You know, we're on these secular platforms. I don't think we realize this, bringing the gospel, bringing the word of God, and we're able to, thankfully we live in America, we can freely read the Bible. Think about this, guys. There's so many countries where the Bible's banned. The Bible's outlawed. You're not even allowed to have a Bible. And think about how crazy it is we're able to, in the US, read the Bible on live stream, not getting banned, not getting taken down. Reading on live stream freely, broadcast to millions of people potentially online. And yeah, what a privilege that is. What a privilege that is. So we have to think about that. It's a high price paid. And so grateful we're able to do this and be here for 90 days. I'm live. Yes. Hopefully you guys refreshed it. My wife's texting me like, are you live? It's not starting. But sometimes it takes a while to kick on. You got to refresh the page usually. Anyway. We didn't get banned. We didn't get blocked. We are here. Our stream didn't cut out. I think it cut out one time in 90 days, 10 minutes before we ended, but didn't get sick, didn't cancel. Every single day, we were good. There were some days where I pre-recorded, like on Sundays when I'm at church, and I told you guys about that, but we're live every day, which is cool. So thank you guys all for being here. It's been amazing. We're not done, and my daughter's going to read a chapter. She's been asking since the beginning to read, and she's ready today. So she's going to be reading one of the chapters, I think chapter 21. I want to explain some of these chapters, so she'll be reading chapter 21. Thank you to Jared, who's in the chat. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause. We're not done yet, so we're not going to give our thank you speech, but thank you to Jared, and then also my mom, who read a lot of times. She read twice a week. She read Fridays and then Saturdays or Sundays, so she did at least 10 days or more she did, and then Jared did every single Monday, which was great because it got let me prepare for my Monday night stream, and then a lot of Tuesdays, I was streaming, getting off, and then streaming again in 3 hours, which is cool. So, yeah, we're at the end, guys. And I'm going to be taking a vacation next week. So I'm excited. You know, and it's like you're working and then you're thinking about you get to take the time off to go away with family. That's kind of where I'm at right now. After this, I get to be done streaming for, I don't know, like 9 days, 10 days. So I'm excited for that. And again, we just celebrated 1 million subscribers. If you didn't see that, what a crazy time to celebrate it. And then also be, you know, what's crazy is we celebrated it. We're also finishing the 90 days, which is so cool. And then we were reading about the death of Christ. And at the same time, the lined up reading about his death, we were celebrating in real life, the death and resurrection of Christ. It's like everything lined up so cool. There was so many confirmations God wanted us to do this. And I didn't, after the first week, honestly, I didn't think we were going to make it. I was like, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if we can do this. This is a lot of reading. I originally thought it was going to take 20 minutes a day. It was taking an hour a day through the whole Old Testament. But we pressed through. So praise the Lord. It's been super rewarding. Jared was like, you know what? You can get through it. You got this. Don't complain. Just do it. You'll be able to do it. God will reward you. And all of that happened. And I kind of told you guys yesterday that we were losing subscribers. I didn't say this, but we were losing subscribers throughout the entire thing because I get it. People don't want to see a video pop up on their page every day of the Bible reading. Like it bugs them. It's annoying. So they unsubscribe. I do that. I unsubscribe when people post too much and they unsubscribe. And I was losing subscribers. I'm like, Lord, I'm doing what you told me to do. And I'm losing subscribers. And then literally, not yesterday, but the day before, right? Was that, is that right? Yeah, 2 days ago, we all of a sudden started growing like crazy. We gained 30,000. We were gaining 3,000 to 5,000 subs a month. We gained 30,000 on Tuesday, 40,000 yesterday. All right, more than that. No, we gained more than that. We gained 75,000 subscribers in 2 days. And then today we're at 1 million. Let me see. We're at 1,061,000. So we've gained 90,000 subscribers in the last 3 days, which is insane. A bunch of my old videos are getting recommended. It's unreal. I've never had this happen to me. So it was just cool because I felt like God was like, all right, I'm going to reward your channel. Even though you lost subscribers for 90 days, you kept going, you kept marching. And now here's the reward, which is cool. So anyways, grateful to God. Praise the Lord. Let's read because we're not done. I'm giving like all this end speech, but we're not done. We're in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. We only have about 5 chapters here. So y'all ready? Y'all ready? Let's do it. Here we go. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. The first month or two, I was like, I'm never gonna reach 1 million subscribers at this rate. But it didn't matter. The Lord rewarded and we did what he told us to do. We didn't worry about the algorithm, the views and all of that. So anyways, it's just a testimony to you guys that if you obey the Lord, he'll bless you, right? The Bible says, humble yourself and God will exalt you. If you exalt yourself, God will humble you. If you're obedient to the word of God, God will bless what he tells you to do. And it doesn't matter. Even if I lost 100,000 subs, he told me to do it. Who cares? Really, what does it matter at the end of the day? It's just numbers. But not just numbers, because in those numbers are your friends and family that we're trying to reach. Reinhard Bonnke's always said, the numbers matter because your family's in that number and souls are in that number. And we want to reach the most people for the gospel. My page is about Christ. My page is about Jesus. It's about the gospel. It's about preaching the gospel. It's about equipping people. So it does matter that we're reaching more people with the gospel. If my page was me, you know, twiddling my thumbs, playing yo-yos, they would be stupid to even celebrate. But we're trying to reach the people with the gospel, reading the Bible, getting people excited about scripture, pointing people to Christ. So chapter 18 of the book, or I'll save the talking for later. Chapter 18 of the book of Revelation, the fall of Babylon. Here we go. Verse 1. After all of this, I saw another angel come down from heaven with great authority. And this is John getting end time visions of the tribulation period and the last days and the end of the world. With great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout. Babylon is fallen. That great city has fallen. She's become a home for demons. She's a hideout for every foul spirit and a hideout for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her. Because of her desires for extravagant luxury, the merchants of the world have grown rich. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins or you'll be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven and God remembers her evil deeds. Do to her as she's done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart, I'm queen on my throne. I'm no helpless widow and I have no reason to mourn. Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day, death and mourning and famine. She'll become completely consumed by fire, and the Lord God will judge her, who judges her as mighty. And the kings of the world who committed adultery with her, and I was trying to figure out what chapter I was going to let my daughter read, and I was like, some of this is not appropriate for her to read. So yeah, she'll read chapter 21, the New Jerusalem, if you guys were wondering. And the kings of the world who committed adultery with her and enjoyed her luxury will mourn as they see smoke rising from her charred remains. They will stand at a distance, terrified by a great torment. They will cry out, how terrible for you, O Babylon, you great city. In a single moment, God's judgment came on you. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there's no one left to buy their goods. She brought great quantities of gold, silver, jewels, and pearls, fine linen, purple silk, and scarlet cloth, things made of fragrant thyan wood, ivory goods, and objects made of expensive wood and bronze and iron and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, and bodies, that is, human slaves. The fancy things you love so much are gone, they cry. All your luxuries and splendor are gone forever, never to be yours again. The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will weep and cry out. How terrible for that great city. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. And all the captains and the merchant ships and their passengers and sailors and crews will stand at a distance. They will cry out as they watch the smoke ascend, and they will say, where is there another great city as this? And they will weep and throw dust on their heads to show their grief, and they will cry out, how terrible for that great city. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it is all gone. That's how fleeting wealth is. Rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sake. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it in the ocean and shouted, "Just like this, the great city Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. The sound of harps, singers, flutes, and trumpets will never be heard in you again. No craftsmen and no trades will ever be found in you again. The sound of the mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The happy voices of brides and grooms will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the greatest in the world, and you deceived the nations with your sorceries. In your streets flowed the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people, and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world." Chapter 19. We're almost there, guys. We're almost there. It's not, I'm telling you. I'll hang out and talk for a while after, and we can kind of reminisce on these 90 days, and you guys can tell me, you know, how you grew in the last 90 days, but let's finish here. We're almost there. Chapter 19. Songs of victory in heaven. After this, I heard what sounded like a vast crowd in heaven shouting, "Praise the Lord, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. He's punished the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality. He has avenged the murder of his servants." And again, their voices rang out, "Praise the Lord, the smoke from the city ascends forever and ever." Then the 24 elders and the four living beings fell down and worshiped God who was sitting on the throne. They cried out, "Amen, praise the Lord." And from the throne came a voice that said, "Praise our God, all his servants, all who fear him, from the least to the greatest." Then I heard again what sounded like the shout of a vast crowd and the roar of mighty ocean waves or the crash of loud thunder. "Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She's been given the finest of pure white linen to wear, for the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people." And the angel said to me, "Write this, 'Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb.'" And he added, "These are true words that come from God." Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, but he said, "No, don't worship me. I'm a servant of God, just like you and your brothers and sisters who testify about their faith in Jesus. Worship only God, for the essence of prophecy is to give a clear witness for Jesus, the rider on the white horse." Oh, here we go. All right, this is right here. Second coming. This is it right here. "Then I saw heaven open. And then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses." Oh, let's go. "From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He'll release the fierce wrath of God the Almighty like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, 'King of all kings and Lord of all lords.'" Oh man, that gives me chills. Let's go. "Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, 'Come, gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Come and eat the flesh of kings, generals, and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, and all humanity, both free and slave, great and small.' Then I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight the one sitting on the horse and his army. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast, miracles that deceived all who'd accepted the mark of the beast and who worshiped the statue. Both the beast and the false prophet." Now, this is the battle, again, at Armageddon. I have a whole teaching on this, where all the armies of the world gather to fight God, and obviously he defeats them. "Both the beast and the false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Their entire army was killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the one riding the white horse, and the vultures gorged themselves on the dead bodies." So one verse says, "Out of the breath of his mouth, he slayed them all." But right here it says, "He killed them by the sharp sword that came from his mouth." Chapter 20, the 1,000 years. I have deep teachings, guys, on the channel and all of this. So just go to my playlist, Revelation to End Times. Chapter 20. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that old serpent who is the devil, Satan, and bound him in chains for 1,000 years. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked so Satan could not deceive the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were finished. Afterward, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and the people sitting on them had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus and for proclaiming the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his statue, nor accepted his mark on their foreheads or hands, and they all came to life again, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. These are all those that were murdered, all the Christians that were martyred during the tribulation. So anyone that was martyred during the tribulation, that's who it's talking about. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead did not come back to life until the 1,000 years had ended. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. For the second death holds no power, but they will be priests of God in Christ and will reign with him 1,000 years. The defeat of Satan. Oh, this is too good. This is too good. When the 1,000 years comes to an end, Satan will be let out of prison. He'll go out to deceive the nations called Gog and Magog. And now, really quick before I say it, some people believe this is all symbolic and not literally going to happen. I believe this is actually going to happen. Like, there's actually going to be 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. I won't get into all of it, but it's a big debate among people. All right, the devil will be let out. He'll go to deceive the nations called Gog and Magog. In every corner of the earth, he'll gather them together for a battle, a mighty army as numberless as sand along the seashore. And I saw them as they went up to the broad plain of the earth and surrounded God's people in the beloved city. But fire from heaven came down on the attacking armies and consumed them. Then the devil, who had deceived them, this is so good, guys, quote this. Then the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet. There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So now we have the false prophet, the beast, and the Antichrist. Let me say it again. Yeah, the false prophet, the Antichrist, who's the beast, and Satan, who's the dragon, this old serpent, Lucifer. All three of them are going to be burning in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. And then you'll see here, final judgment. And I saw a great white throne and the one sitting on it. The earth and sky fled from his presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne. And books were opened, including the book of life. So not just one book, books were opened. And the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. So there's books about our life and there's the book of life, which is has our name. The sea gave up its dead and death and the grave gave up their dead. So death and the grave, that's hell. So the temporary hell, which is Hades, is basically gives up everybody in the temporary hell right now will give up, empty out. So the current hell, temporary hell, will be emptied out into the great judgment, and they will, and then that will get thrown in the lake of fire. So look, all were judged according to their deeds right here. Then death and the grave is hell. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. So death and the grave, this word grave is hell, is thrown in the lake of fire. So there's a temporary hell, a temporary heaven. There's going to be a new hell, which is the lake of fire, and a new heaven, which is the new Jerusalem we're about to read about. But yeah, that's going to happen where hell gets emptied out and death and hell are thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Scary stuff. All right, let me grab Justice. She's going to read chapter 21. Give me 1 second.
All right, Justice. Ready?
Yep, sit down. Say hi, everybody. Introduce yourself here. Put your chair up.
Cover this. Oh.
Oh, there we go. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me where you're comfortable.
Okay, that's fine.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell everybody there's all the chat. Tell everybody who you are. Make sure you're loud and say hi that you're going to read.
Hi, everybody. My name's Justice, and today I'll be reading chapter 21.
This is my oldest daughter, everybody. If you've never met Justice, she is the oldest. How old are you?
10.
10. All right. Here we go. She's going to read chapter 21. This is the most kid-friendly chapter today. So, okay. And there's the scroller, okay? Here,
Let me.
There you go. You can scroll. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Three.
You got this.
Okay. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. And the one sitting on the throne said, look, I am making everything new. And then he said to me, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true.
You can scroll too if you want, so this goes higher. Try scrolling.
Okay.
There you go. Now you can start there.
And he also said, it is finished. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars. Their fate is the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
Fiery lake of burning sulfur.
Fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who held the seven bowls containing the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come with me. I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." So he took me in the spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God and sparkled like a precious stone, like jasper and clear as crystal. The city wall was broad and high.
Scrolling?
Sure.
There you go. I'll go up a little bit.
Okay. The city wall was broad and high, with 12 gates guarded by 12 angels, and the names of the 12 tribes of Israel were written on the gates. There were three gates on each side, east, north, south, and west. The wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked to me held his hand a gold measuring stick to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. When he measured it, he found it was a square, as wide as it was long. In fact, its length and width and height were each 1,400 miles. Then he measured the walls and found them to be 216 feet thick, according to the human standard used by the angle. The wall, the wall was made of jasper, and the city was pure gold, as clear as glass. The wall of the city was built on foundation stones inlaid with 12 precious stones. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, and the third agate. The fourth emerald. The fifth onyx. The sixth
carnelian.
The seventh chrysolite. The eighth beryl. The ninth topaz. The tenth chrysoprase. The 11th
jacinth.
The 12th
amethyst.
The 12 gates were made of pearls, each gate from a single pearl, and the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are in its temple. And the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is the light, is its light. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the world will enter the city in all their glory. Its gates will never be closed at the end of the day, because there is no night there. And all the nations will bring their glory and honor into the city. Nothing evil will be allowed to enter, nor anyone who practices shameful
idolatry
and dishonesty, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Good job, baby. Yeah. Let's get some ones in the chat for Justice. Let's go. Everybody loved it. Thank you, Justice.
You're welcome.
Thank you, baby. You did so good.
Can you undo me?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. There's her debut. Her streaming career has started, ladies and gentlemen. She just has to wait till she's 21 before she's allowed to do anything or go online or have a phone or go on social media. She's always like, "When can I get a phone?" I'm like, "When you're 21. What do you mean? When you're 21, you can have a phone." It's like, "Well, my friends have one and they're 10. I'm like, "Yeah, but you have to wait till you're 21. So she did so good. Alyssa said, "You want to run it back? 90-day Bible kids challenge. Let the kids do it for 90 days. I'm down. All right, last chapter, guys. Here we go. We're right there. You guys ready? Wow, my heart's beating fast again, like it was on the 1 million. Here we go. Yeah, she reads so good. Okay, here we go.
Chapter 22. Then the angel showed me a river with water of life clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. Then the angel said to me, "Everything you've heard and seen is trustworthy and true. The Lord God, who inspires his prophets, has sent his angel to tell his servants what will happen soon." Jesus is coming. All right, here we go. "Look, I'm coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw all these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said, 'No, don't worship me. I'm a servant of God, just like you and your brothers and prophets, as well as those who obey what is written in the book. Worship only God.' Then he instructed me, 'Do not seal up the prophetic words in this book, for the time is near. Let the one who is doing harm continue to do harm, and let the one who is vile continue to be vile. And the one who is righteous continue to live righteous, and the one who is holy continue to be holy. Look, I'm coming soon, bringing my reward with me, to repay all according to their deeds. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They'll be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the first fruit from the tree of life." That's awesome, guys. We're going to get to eat from the tree of life. Let's go. "Outside the city gates are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idol worships, and all those who love to live a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message. For the churches, I'm both the source of David and the heir to his throne. I'm the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let anyone who hears this come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires to drink freely from the water of life. And I solemnly declare to everyone who hears the words of prophecy written in this book, if anyone adds anything to what is written here, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. If anyone removes any of the words from this book of prophecy, God will remove that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city that are described in this book. He who is faithful witness to all these things. Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Last verse. This is it. This is the last verse of our Bible in 90 days. Are you guys ready? This is it. Here we go. Whew. Been a long time, guys. 90 days of live streaming at 2 o'clock. Once again, thank you to Jared and my mom for helping out. And my wife read a few too. So thank you to my wife as well. This is the last verse. This is it. You guys ready? Revelation 22, 21. Here we go. 21. "May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's holy people." And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We are done with the Bible in 90 days. Praise the Lord. We're done. Bible in 90 days is completed. A little confetti. I didn't want to, you know, I did confetti once in my office and I'm still picking it up to this day years later. So we're just going to do virtual confetti. But yes, we are done. We are done. We are done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bible in 90 days is finished. Wow. Wow. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's holy people. What a relief, guys. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. What are we going to do at 2 o'clock? What are we going to do at 2 o'clock, guys? We're done with the Bible in 90 days. It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. But you can go back and watch. You can rewatch it, run it back. You're like, "Run it back, Isaiah. You can run it back. It's on the channel. It's right there on the playlist." So yeah, we are done with the Bible in 90 days. Virtual confetti is so much easier to clean up than actual confetti. We did it, guys. We did it. I didn't do it. We did it. God did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Congrats to all of you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to miss this. Yeah. It feels so sad. It's like, I feel like I'm quitting streaming, but it's not goodbye. What's that cheesy saying? It's see you later. We're just for now. So yeah, there it is. Bible in 90 days. Amazing, guys. Amazing time. Wow. Oh, what a relief. What a relief. Yeah. Awesome. So we're still working on, we have some more goals though. We're not done. All right. Praise the Lord. We hit 1 million subscribers. That was a goal, which I thought we'd never reach. When God told me to do this in 2019, I never in 1 million years thought we'd ever hit 1 million subscribers. That seems insane. And now here we are. I never thought we'd be able to read the whole Bible on live stream. And here we are. Our next goal, it's one of our goals, is to teach the entire New Testament, every single verse by verse, on live stream. So we have already done most of the work. We've done John, the whole book of John on the channel live. verse by verse. We've taught every single verse. So not just like reading, but taught. We've done Revelation. We've done Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians. We're doing James right now. We just finished Hebrews. What else have we done? I'm missing. Romans. We've done the book of Acts. We've done all the long books. We've done Revelation, Acts, and John, the three longest books. So we're getting there. Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, definitely going to take some time to get those done. Those will be probably the last longest. But we're pretty much getting there, guys. We're the entire... So we'll have read the entire Bible on stream. We'll have taught the entire New Testament, every verse. We will have... we'll have it done here on stream. And then we'll still probably do it again. We'll probably run it back, figure it out. So praise the Lord. Appreciate all of you guys. Appreciate all of you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome. Appreciate every one of you being here. Let me know in the chat, guys. What do we do next? What do we do next? I don't know. Oh, communion. Ah, I forgot about communion. Okay, we're going to do communion. I'm so sorry. I forgot about this. Okay, you know what? I got communion right here. This is perfect. Give me a second. So on Amazon, you can buy these little communion cups, okay? There's unleavened bread in here, and you got your juice. This is like, if you're a Christian, you should have these. I have a bunch of these in my office, so I'm ready to go here. We do communion on the prayer call every week. So let's do communion. So let me give you guys a minute to get your stuff. Yeah, totally forgot about that. Wow. I had a bunch of stuff going on this week because of the million and all this other stuff. But anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a communion. We're going to do it. I got a bunch of these little cups and crackers. So yeah, let's take communion together and let's thank the Lord. Justice reads super good. She does. You're right. All right, let me give you guys a minute to get your stuff. So get some bread or whatever juice you have. Whatever you have, grab it. We're going to take communion together. Mike gave you a shout in his live yesterday. Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate him. Yeah, he texts me. Really appreciate that. All right. Love that. Okay, so get your stuff. That's fine. If you have bread and water, that's cool. No worries. Here we go. I got my little thing here. You can get these on Amazon. You got those, Liz? Yeah, these are awesome. You just get a pack of them. You know, yeah, they're great. They're great. Okay, go ahead. Go get your stuff. Go get your stuff. We're waiting. Where do you get them on Amazon? I'll show you the ones I got since we're waiting for you guys to collect your elements. But let me just show you the ones I got. Let me go to my Amazon orders here. You can get a whole bag. They are a little bit pricey, but they're good quality. And it'll last you a long time. I get True Vine is what they're called. Let me make sure I'm not leaking anything. So I think it was $50 for 100 of them, which this will last you a long time. But this is the ones I got. Let me just make sure I'm not leaking anything. There we go. So those are the ones I got. True Vine. Box of 100. And I think it's $50 for 100. But yeah, that's the ones I got. They'll last you a long time. There's cheaper ones, but you know. Yeah. Everybody ready? All right, here we go. So first thing we want to do is we want to examine ourselves. We don't want to take communion in an unworthy manner. That's 1 Corinthians 11. They're basically taking communion, gorging themselves, using it as an excuse to eat a lot of food. It doesn't really apply as much today because we don't do it like that, but we still want to examine ourselves. You don't have to be sinless, but you have to recognize this is a sacred moment and we take it seriously. It's not a joke. So I like to repent of any sins, ask the Lord to cleanse me, and approach it with reverence. It's a very, very holy thing what we're doing right now. So we don't want to be, you know, joking about it or laughing about it or making light of it. This is very, very powerful. It's a sacred moment. It's not just a ritual that we do. You can just pray, Lord, cleanse my heart. Lord, cleanse my heart. I want to receive your body and blood with gratitude. And I just pray, Lord, right now that you'd wash my heart. God, you would cleanse me and that I would just be pure and holy and sincere motives, okay? So then you're going to eat your bread. If you don't know, if it's your first time doing it, the bread represents the body of Christ. So we're going to get our bread out. This, that represents the body of Christ. And the juice symbolizes the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I like to read 1 Corinthians 11:23, which says this. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way he took the cup of wine after saying, this cup is the new covenant of God between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're announcing the Lord's death until he comes. So right now we're going to announce the Lord's death until he comes, which you just read about, okay? Bread is Christ's body broken for us. The cup represents his blood. So we just thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And we thank you for your body that was broken for me. And Lord, we just eat this right now in remembrance of you. So let's eat our bread. Let's think about what Christ did. And let's just thank him for a moment. Go ahead and eat your bread. Thank you, Jesus, for being broken for us. Just thank him, guys, in your own way. Worship him in your own way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord. We appreciate you, Jesus. You're worthy. All right, now we're going to get our drink, our grape juice, which is what I have here, whatever you have. This is the blood, which is poured out for my sins, and we drink this in remembrance of him. We just read about how his blood was poured out. It's the covenant. So let's just reflect on the blood of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for your blood. Cleansed us of our sin. Where would we be without this? Where would we be without the blood of Jesus? I don't think I would be alive right now, guys, without the blood of Jesus washing us, cleansing us. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. You're so worthy of what you've done. And we thank you, Jesus, for your covenant and your blood. Go ahead. You can now drink and partake. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice. God, help us to live a life to remember what you've done. Help us, God, to reflect on what you've done every single day. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, for being beat and bruised on that whipping post. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood for my sin and for everybody's sin on here, that your blood was shed. And we're so grateful, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us do this 90-day Bible challenge. Thank you, Jesus, that people are getting excited about the word of God. There's a revival happening in this generation. Revival's happening. You're moving. I just pray, Lord, that you would bless and touch every single person in this chat right now. You would use them mightily. We bless you, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen. All right, guys, we did communion. We finished our Bible in 90 days. Praise the Lord. He is good. He is good. Good things are happening. We have 1,000 people on right now, which is so cool. I'm so glad you guys came along this journey with us. And we have more to come. I did want to do, I don't know that I ever will, but I still want to do this, all right? I want to read. If you guys don't know, I did the entire New Testament in one stream. I think I titled it, "This stream doesn't end until we finish the New Testament." It took about 11 hours. So we sat down, we read the entire New Testament in one sitting, which was really cool. And we've done that a few times. It's been a great, great challenge. But I still want to do the entire Bible in one sitting. I don't know how this is going to work. Or not in one sitting, in one stream. So yeah, it's like 60, 70 hours. The way I thought was like, what if I read like 8 hours a day and then kept the live on, slept, did whatever, and then like read 8 hours a day, but kept the live stream going the whole time. I don't know, guys. I got 4 kids, a wife, a family. So maybe I'm just being overly ambitious. I don't know how I would make that work, but eventually I still want to do that because I like to challenge myself and challenge you guys and do crazy stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but I'm still thinking about it, how we can make it happen. It would take, I mean, how long would that take? If we did 8 hours, let's say we did 8 hours a day. That would take like a week of being live. Maybe 10 days of being live. I mean, that's a big commitment, but yeah, that'd be interesting, huh? I don't know. I feel like we could do it. I'll have to do it on my couch and then, you know, just tell my kids, hey, you want to hang out with dad? Come sit down. We'll read the Bible. We're reading 8 hours a day. I mean, it's only 8 hours a day. So there would be, you know, other time. It's not like I'm going to be like, I won't see my wife and kids for a week. I'll be doing it from home. Only 8 hours. See, as I'm talking myself into it, I'm just like, I can do this. This is how it happens. And I get my mind on it. And then I can't stop until I do it. All right. Facebook. Oh, what are we going to do about Facebook? Yeah. So as I said before, this will be our last day streaming on Facebook. It makes me so sad. I've done this in the past where I'm like, we're done. Because I get so mad at Facebook because it constantly cuts out and everything, all the censorship. But then at the same time, it's like, what are we losing if we stream on Facebook? So I don't know. Every time I'm going to pull the trigger and just not go live on Facebook anymore, I see you, some of you on Facebook, and I'm like, you probably won't come to YouTube, and so it makes me sad. So I don't know. I have to think more about the Facebook thing. I was going to announce today that we're done with Facebook and make a video and everything, but I don't know, because now I feel sad about it. So I'm torn about that. I don't know. Darylin says, get the Demon Slayers in. Everyone can read it a day. I invited. Listen, I told them in the beginning, if you guys want to read, let me know. Hit me up if anybody wants to read a day. But yeah, so I invited people to read. It's people are busy. They're busy. The guys are busy. But I did invite other people to read. And I was like, hey, anybody can jump in and help. And yeah. So my mom said, I'll read for 8 hours. Let's go. My mom said she'll do it. So yeah, I don't know. I know I don't want to leave Facebook. It makes me sad. So I don't know. I don't know. Let's just wait and see what happens. Let's just keep going with it for a little while and see. King James Version, New Testament, one sitting. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I'm going to wait a little bit about Facebook. I'm going to pray about it and think about it some more before I announce it. You kept saying your days are numbered. I was completely convinced I was done with Facebook. And then I haven't had issues in the last few streams. So I don't know. There is a remnant on Facebook. There's like 20 people on there. Sometimes it takes off, though. We had like 1,000 people on Facebook like a month ago or 2 months ago on one of the podcasts. So I don't know. But Facebook, yeah, my Facebook is just dead. I'm so hard. I'm red account, red restricted. Everything I say, I get pretty much banned for on there. So I don't know. When you did Revelation, were you pro or pre-trib? I was pre-trib when I did Revelation, which is why I had to keep saying, well, this, and trying to explain things that didn't make sense because pre-trib isn't biblical, which is one frustrating thing which swayed me to post-trib because I was like, man, there's a lot of stuff in here about preacher that's not biblical. Bro, just talk himself into it. Yeah, I literally just live talked myself into doing the entire Bible in one stream. Praise God, you got banned. That's how they treated the prophets before you. I mean, you're not lying. Yeah, so just here's the thing. If you're on Facebook, come over to YouTube. We have the Bible 90 Days on Spotify as well. All of our podcast goes on Spotify. After sharing it for years, my friends are finally watching in here. Okay. You've convinced me. See, this is what happens. I decide I'm going to be doing Facebook, and then someone says, please only Facebook. All my friends and family are watching you on there. I know. It makes me sad. Like, it hurts me to think that if, like, one person might hear the gospel on Facebook, and if I'm not there, they won't hear it. Like, that makes me sad. Like, what if? I don't know. You help me understand the Bible. Thank you. Thank you so much. Grateful for the challenge. Yeah, what a good way to start the year, huh? Your ministry has blessed me. Thank you. Yeah, the partnership is here. I'll put it on. You guys can partner, monthly partner, support. We're viewer supported, so all of our content is free. And there's links on screen, links in the chat, links in the description. You can give monthly partner. We do a prayer call every Thursday at 1 p.m. So yeah, next week will be off. This will be my last stream for a while, for about 10 days. I'll be off next week, which I'm excited about. It's going to be so weird not having to think about thumbnails, posting, scheduling the stream. It's a lot that goes into a live stream. So yeah, it's going to be interesting not thinking about that. I'm going to be like, it's 2:00. Ah, what do I do? And then I'm going to be like, oh, I don't have to do anything. Would you do a 90-day Bible challenge chronologically? Yes. I want to do chronological Bible at some point. I do. So, your nieces follow me on Facebook? Okay. We'll give Facebook a little longer. You guys are like Hezekiah. You're supposed to die, but God said, turn your face to the wall, and Hezekiah survived. You guys will have a little bit more time. Oh, yeah, let's do no prayer call next Thursday, because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be out of town. So, no prayer call next Thursday. Taking a break. I'm going to enjoy some time off. It's been 9 streams a week for 90 days. And I'm excited to get back, not just to stream, but to film videos once again. Film videos once again and all that. Super grateful. I'm going to be preaching in Manteca next month, guys. Manteca is where I used to live, and I'm going to be preaching at the church that I was at for very beginning of my salvation for a few years. And this is the pastor that opened up, gave me his building to use for the Awakening Revival. This is the pastor I got married at this church. The church I'm preaching at is the church I got married at. And the same building I got married at, I'll be preaching in for the first time in, I don't know how many years, 10 years at least. And This is also the pastor that paid for me to go to Bible college and paid my Bible college. So it's going to be a very, very special, special homecoming. That's going to be June 29th in Manteca, California. June 29th. I'll announce that more, but that will be very, very special. So it's going to be very nostalgic, and I think this is going to be one that you want to come to. So if you're in California, it's going to be June 29th in Manteca at Christian Worship Center, CWC Manteca. And if you've been following me since early, early days, we had a revival in their building for about 3 or 4 years, and I got married there at the church. I proposed to Alyssa at this church. Got married at this church. Went to Bible college at this church. Preached my first time in a church at this church. So it'll definitely be a homecoming. And that's going to be, yeah, and last Sunday of June. Christian Worship Center is the name of the church. CWC Manteca. Or maybe it's called, I think they changed the name to CWC Life. Let me see. I think it's called CWC Life now, pretty sure. Yeah, CWC Life Manteca. It's on Button Avenue. So, yep, that's going to be good. Don't want to miss it, guys. It's going to be very special. It's a very large building, so plenty of room. Plenty of room for everybody. All right, I love you guys so much. Wow, we're done. What a relief. Where will I be? Okay, so I'll be in CWC. I'll also be doing a deliverance conference. Let me announce that soon. I'll announce that when I get back on live. But I'll just give you the dates now. I'm going to be live live. I'm going to be doing a deliverance conference with Alexander Pagani June 13th and 14th at Christ Fellowship Church in Dawsonville, Georgia. That is a registered conference, a deliverance conference. So it's about all about deliverance, casting out demons. There's going to be deliverance happening, mass deliverance happening, all that stuff. So if you don't want to go through deliverance or pray for someone to be delivered, we're going to make everyone interact. It's going to be deliverance. Don't come. This is a deliverance conference with me and Pagani in Georgia. June 13th and 14th, all right? June 29th, I'll be in Manteca. I also have dates in Chicago this year, I'll be announcing. I have dates in Georgia in October. I'll have dates in Stockton, California again. I'll have a date in Arizona again. And I have a date in Texas. I'm going to be preaching at Christ for the Nations Institute, Deliverance and Healing Conference in Texas. I'll announce that soon as well. That's in Dallas, I think. Where's Christ for the Nations at? I think Dallas, Texas. So anyway, lots of travel coming up. All glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. Thank you, you guys, for supporting. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Alyssa. All of you guys that helped reading. Thank you for all the support. Everybody that supported. My dad in every live stream. Shout out to my dad. Texting me literally after every single live stream that it was fire. Commenting. And I just appreciate it so much. Guys, you know, one thing I always look at with preachers is their family supporting them, right? It's like, it's so special when you see a preacher or a pastor whose parents, siblings and all that are supporting them, wife. And I'm so grateful. Like, my grandma's in here, my mom, my dad, my in-laws, my step-parents, my cousins are in here. My aunts and uncles are in here. Literally, it's crazy. My sisters are in here. My brother's in here. Like, it's brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law. They're all in here. Hide your kids, hide your wife. They're all in here. Seriously. So I'm super, super grateful for that. That's crazy, guys. It's amazing. But to me, it speaks to someone's character when their family will support them. And I'm saying that not to boast on myself. I'm saying that when I think of other preachers and I see their family involved, I'm like, oh, this guy's legit if his family's on board. You know what I mean? So that to me speaks a lot about someone's character when I look at other pastors. And I'm not saying that to toot my horn, like, my family supports, I must have good character. I'm saying that to say I look at that with other preachers. Like, I love when I see other preachers' family support them. It speaks volumes to me. So anyway, I'm so, so grateful for that. I was trying to think of everybody that's like supports me and is in the streams. I'm like, literally everybody, all of my family's in, always in here. So that's so crazy and so cool. I was like, man, everybody. I was thinking of who is it. I just started naming everybody. You saw the short video of my grandma singing a hymn. Wasn't that awesome? Awesome, awesome. How'd your kids, how'd your wife is crazy? That's old school, Daniel. That's old school. I got to throw in some humor. I got to throw in some jokes. You know? I like to have fun. I don't joke often when I'm preaching, but when I'm hanging out and talking to the chat, I like to joke and have fun. Trust me, when I preach, that's how you know it's God, because if you hang out with me in person, I'm constantly joking and messing around. And then when I preach, I'm very serious and intense. So that's an anointing. It's God. You have a beautiful family. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. My kids watching me every day, and I have 7 kids. Let's go, Tamika. Tamika and Torres family, shout out to you. 7 kids and you watch every day. Let's go. That's awesome, guys, by the way. All of you that are watching on your TV and all of that, it's so cool. So cool. I love the pictures you guys sent me on Instagram of you tagging me, watching with your family. I love that. Bro showing his age. For real, though. My church is in Stockton. I like getting older. I like being old. I know you're like, you're not old. I mean, I am. I'm kind of old. I'm not young anymore. I do feel young still, though, on the inside. And I think I still look pretty young. But I'm definitely not one that's like, don't call me grandpa. I'm ready to be called a grandpa. I'm ready to have grandkids. I'm not even kidding. I literally cannot wait to have grandkids. And I have a 4-year-old right now. So I'm down to get old and don't care about aging or anything like that. Or trying to like look young still. I'm not that guy. I'm trying to have some grandkids though, for real. Sanctuary Shekel. We had some funny moments, especially in the Old Testament, trying to pronounce names. How many times did I get frustrated in the Old Testament? Like, I'm skipping this. I'm not pronouncing these names. It's too much. Oh, wait, I was supposed to be getting off like 10 minutes ago. Oh. You seem like you have an old soul. I don't know. Amen. Bro's ancient. Come on now. I love it. Are my TV and phone going? Let's go. Let's go. Dude, I finally made it to the live. Yeah, we're about to be done. No, we're in Stockton. We just got a new building, though. We're just still in Stockton. I live about 45 minutes to an hour away from Stockton, though. You're still quite young. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The Blazing Furries. That was so funny, too. Donke. That was funny. Where's Carl? He's here. Jared's rapping was good. We watch you twice a day, and then when I gather all the 6 kids after school. I love that, Ramos family. You guys are awesome. Still look like an officer. I mean, I do got the police haircut. You know what I'm saying? The little police fade. I'm a kingdom officer. The stream was smooth today. No internet outage. It was just, yeah, praise the Lord. Let's keep that going. The Bessel is a professional recording of the genealogy. Oh, I had to do that, Lucy. There's no way. Lucy, you know I had to do that. Melissa, hello. Mike and Ike. Oh, yeah, that was funny too, huh? I had to do the guy reading. I was like, there's no way I'm reading an hour of names I can't even pronounce. There's no way. Dirty Little Rat was funny. So many jokes. I'm going to miss you guys. Maybe that's why I'm staying on so long. I forgot. I won't be live for 10 days, but I'll miss you guys. Rewatch the videos. I'm alive still. I'm alive in the past on YouTube. You go rewatch the videos. Pretend it's live. Close your eyes. Pretend we're live. It'll be fine. Fairy Furnace. That's funny. Yeah, Carla. Lifesong is an amazing church. You will grow gracefully like your mom. Thank you, Liz. I appreciate you. Oh, yeah. Grandpa Time read the genealogy. Yeah, I remember that. That was funny. I got my 2 phones and all my emails subscribed to you. 1 million, so amazing. Let's go, Yolanda. Thank you. You guys are awesome. No pigeon, no elephant. Where are they? They're here. They're here. They're here. They're here. They're here. Carl's just very big today. He ate a lot. He ate a lot. So he's a big boy. Did too much to eat yesterday. Scoundrel. Do the narrative verse 1 more time. Chapter 7. Jesus walks on water. Chapter 4. Carl needs a farewell. There we go. First time I ever finished a plan. Let's go, Mariah. That's awesome. You made it fun. Thank you. I try to. I hope I get you guys excited about the Bible and reading and all of that. And add a little bit of laughter along the way. The house has gotten used to your voice. Yeah, it's crazy, guys. Every day. It's funny because at our events, people are like, I watch you on my TV. My parents watch you. But now it's different because it's every day. Like, there's a lot of wives out there that don't like me because their husband has me on. And there's a lot of husbands out there that don't like me because their wife is watching. And they're like, your voice is annoying, blah, blah, blah. And it's all right. You're going to get saved one day and you're going to like me. This too shall pass. We'll pray for you, brother. It's all good. What if I got to heaven and Carl just flew over and just landed right on me? Right on my shoulder? That'd be funny. Stephanie, my friend Stephanie turned me on to you a few years ago. I'm so glad she did. Tammy, that's awesome. Roasted is 1% black. Started clicking. I think I should take all the jokes from the 1 million stream and make a little compilation short video. I thought about that. But I did say some funny stuff there. I was unhinged. It was 9:30, almost 10 o'clock at night. I read as slow as I can, and then you read as faster than Z-Swiss lyrics. Michael, you're not lying, bro. I'm like, I'm reading slow. And then Jesus said, Peter, get behind me, Satan. And then about, I know, I read fast. But I was reading slow compared to how I actually read. I binge watched the Holy Ghost thing. Let's go. This is how I wanted to read, okay? Let me just... All right, I'm gonna realistically read how I would read in my head, okay? Oh, wait, let's turn the chat. This is going to be, I'm not going to speed read it, but I'm going to realistically read it as fast as I would want to read it when I'm reading in my head. Okay, I'm not going to read super, but this is how I would read in my head. Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the old earth and old heaven has passed, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for a husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. He'll live with them and they'll be his people. God himself will be with them. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes and there'll be no more death or sorrow, crying or pain, and all these things are gone forever. The one sitting on the throne said, look, I'm making everything new. And then he said to me, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. And he also said, it's finished. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give them the springs of water of life. All who are victorious will inherit these blessings and I'll be their God and they'll be my children. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt murderers, the immoral, all those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and liars will have their fate in the fire lake of burning sulfur. This second death. Then one of the seven angels who held the seven bowls. That's how I read in my head, y'all. So when I say I'm reading slow, I really am reading slow. What's the chat you read from? YouTube and Facebook. That's legitimately how fast I read in my head. So I was like slowing down, and then people were saying go slower. I was like, I can't go any slower. I can't go any slower. I wonder how fast I can actually read. I probably could read like an auctioneer. I don't know. Anyway, I was reading slow. And I was saying all the words. I wasn't messing up. I actually feel like I could read better faster. Slowing down makes me mispronounce and makes me mess up the words. Sound like the old FedEx commercial. I wonder how fast I can get through. I bet you I can finish the whole book of Revelation in like 20 minutes like that. Your next challenge should be doing an hour of Christian comedy. One day I will do a stand-up comedy show. Christian one, obviously. I'm telling you 100% slow down for us. That's what I'm saying. Telling you guys, I was going slow. I'm not leaving until you leave. I don't know why. I know, I'm sad. I'm sad. I'm going to be gone. All right. We'll stay on for 2 more minutes till we hit the 1 hour mark. Cause we're at 58 minutes. It's like, that's weird, right? Call your wife. You need CPR now. I'm going to miss this. My life changed in the chat. The Lord told me he'd heal me in this chat. That's so awesome, Susie. Wow. Powerful. Awesome. I do retain it, Daniel. Cause it's like, it's getting in my brain. I'm processing. I don't know. Made me squint to try to read that fast. I was just thinking, do I have it at the speed of 2 times, right? Do 90-day Bible speed reading? Oh, yeah, it'd be like 10 minutes a day. You can go slower. I heard your audiobook. I know I had to go so slow on the audiobook. The audiobook is just slow. I couldn't like, you know, it wasn't, it's not organic because you have to, you can't mess up. You have to pause. It's like, it's just not organic as a live stream. Time to say goodbye. In 2 minutes, we will. Reading the Bible in 5 hours. Let's go. Call your wife. You need CPR now. Wait, why do I need CPR? Are you going to read your Revelation because you're a preacher back then? It didn't matter very much. It was only a few parts, so probably not, but maybe. When something gross happened, the silent pause. The silent pause with the zoom in. Let me see. Do I have that zoom in set up here? I don't think I do. Let's see. No, this isn't going to work. I have the zoom in on the other. The zoom in was a good touch, in my opinion. I can see Guinness World Records, fastest time ever reading a Bible. That'd be kind of cool. King James. No, I will not do the King James version because that's not how people talk and it's too hard to understand. Ramos, we're praying for your family, brother. Praise God. Stefan, that's awesome, bro. You caught the 1 million stream and the 90 Day Bible Challenge. That's cool. You totally... Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. We hit the 1 hour mark. Love y'all. All right. It's time to go. Every good thing must come to an end. So we will be back on Monday, next Monday. Not next Monday, but the Monday after. I'm taking next week off. So love y'all. Appreciate you guys. It's been fun. It's been amazing. You can rewatch the videos. They will be live on, or they'll be up on the channel in replay. So yeah. Love y'all. It was fun. All right. We will see you guys in 2 Mondays. Salute. Signing out. I feel like I'm quitting streaming. I'm not quitting streaming. I'm going to be back in 10 days. All right. It's like, is this the last time I'm ever going to stream? Am I hitting it? I hope not. All right, we'll see you guys. I'll do ending screen. All right, if you want me to, I'll do an ending screen. If you're like, I really don't want you to go, I'll do an ending screen tonight. All right, today, good night, goodbye, see ya. I got yard work to do, literally. I got to go do some yard work and go pick up some tree branches. See you guys. Got to have that little Mexican side come out of me. Here we go. Take care, everybody. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. See you later. I will enjoy my vacation, yes. We're all sad. I'm sad too. All right, see you guys. Goodbye. Have a great day. God bless. See you guys later. Goodbye. Meow. See you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.